The Muhlenberg College English Department is offering its semester-long Living Writers Program this fall. The Reading Series, which is celebrating its 20th year, brings both burgeoning and established authors to campus. Past writers have included such luminaries as Adrienne Rich, Philip Levine, David Sedaris, Art Spiegelman, Sarah Vowell, and Michael Pollan. Each guest writer attends classes, has lunch with the students, and then gives a public reading of their work in the evening. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. This coming Monday, November 16th, Neil Gaiman will be on campus. He will be giving a reading in the Paul C. Amphitheater. Tickets to a live stream viewing of Mr. Gaiman are still available. For information about those tickets, 484-664-3311. Neil Gaiman, an English author of short fiction, novels, comic books, graphic novels, audio theater, and films. Works include the comic book series The Sandman, novel Stardust, American Gods, Coraline, and The Graveyard Book. He has won numerous awards, including the Hugo, Nebula, and the Bram Stoker Awards, as well as the Newbery and Carnegie Medals. And he's the first author to win both the Newbery and Carnegie Medals for the same work, The Graveyard Book. Author, Neil Gaiman.
I don't know, I'd say polymath. Jack of all trades, I would probably own to, and all over the place. I'm always a bit all over the place. Sandman is definitely the biggest thing that I've ever done. I started it when I was 26, 1987. Now it's almost 30 years later. The complete Sandman at this point is pushing 3,000 pages. But what's actually happened is all of the work that I did back then has remained in print in dozens of different languages, in hundreds of different editions now around the world. Now, most of the comics from 1987 are forgotten. So I look at it and I go, well, the work that I put in was worth it. Sandman Overture, the hardback book, comes out on November the 10th, which is, curiously enough, my birthday. I actually sat down last night and read the hardback book, read it from beginning to end, and I thought, oh, this actually, it makes sense. It's a real story. It does what I wanted, which is it adds depth. And now, if you read that story, you will know more.
It's just a remarkable achievement as far as what it did to graphic novels. It really brought them into the main, elevated them to a very important status. And it's, as evidenced by its New York Times bestseller list, along with Mouse, Watchmen, and The Dark Knight Returns. That's good company.
It's absolutely awing. You know, you look at Mouse and Dark Knight and Watchmen, and you go, these changed the world. They changed the way that comics were perceived. All of those books had in common, and Sandman had in common, was they went out and they found a readership. They didn't compromise. Art Spiegelman took his amazing metaphor of Jews as mice and told his father's story as a Holocaust survivor and makes it both bearable and terrible. People who had no idea that they would ever read a comic or a graphic novel or whatever you want to call it were going out and buying Mouse. And the same went for Watchmen, the same went for Dark Knight, and I hope the same went for Sandman.
I don't think you could have done Mouse as a book.
Agreed, completely. I think Art Spiegelman is such a powerful creator. If he told that story as a book, we would simply have been reading the story of his father. The fact that he chose to draw all the characters as mice gives you something else. And it's both a distancing effect and a way of realizing that the story is universal. And, you know, it does a whole gamut of things. And you're right, things have changed so much. I work now with the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. 15 years ago, the people who were coming to the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund most were comic store owners who'd had local police come in and tell them that they couldn't sell Dark Knight or Watchmen or whatever because comics were for kids and they were busting them. These days, the people who get in touch with the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund are mostly school librarians and school teachers who are having pushback within the school system or parents complaining that they have a book on their shelves and it's a comic book. So now a lot of what the Legal Defense Fund is having to do is create material for school librarians and for school teachers just to say, no, this is now part of the culture. Comics, graphic novels have become another way that we communicate.
You have the hard words, the narrative, the story, but with the right graphics, it just brings it to a whole other level.
I love that. There will absolutely be some reading. There will be some reading, there will be some talking, there will be some questions, there will be some answers. Mostly, I want to do something that has a bit of everything. This is going to be quite literally my final event before taking somewhere between a year and 18 months off. I've decided that I'm spending too much time being a public individual and not enough time being a writer. And I want to get another novel written. I have three more public events to go, the anti-penultimate, the penultimate, and you guys get to be the ultimate, and I'm really looking forward to it. Going out and doing the public things are enormously fun. They make people happy. They make me happy. It's definitely time to get back to doing what I do, which is just make stuff up and write it down.
The author Neil Gaiman. He'll be giving a reading this Monday in the Paul C. Emphy Theater on the Muhlenberg College campus. For more information, 484-664-3311. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.